views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, how's it going? This is Artie here with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
We are the dynamic.
Great.
Yeah, we're the dynamic duo, Angels and Answers. And we are freezing our choppers off here in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yesterday, by the way, it was torrential rain and possible hurricane and tornadoes. And it was like 54 degrees. Today, it's nail-biting cold, no rain, no sun, and it's just so dark and depressing out there.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's supposed to be really cold. Tomorrow.
Really?
Again? Colder than today.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it is winter. You know, we have to expect something. We were really postponed a lot. But I'm worried about, if winter was so postponed. I mean, the whole month of December was amazing. January, the beginning was amazing. However, are we actually accessing our planet to find that our seasons are getting longer? Like, let's say December's supposed to be cold. So instead of December being cold, it's more like autumn. And then January is getting like a little closer to winter, but not. Now, February, like, is winter.
Yeah, but February was very, on the most part, was pretty generous to us in February.
Was.
And March in
but
previous years have slam dunked us, and
right.
We've gotten slam dunked in March when we thought we were out of the woods. So
but no,
I don't think we're out of the woods.
No, we're not. But my point is, are the seasons changing? We expect summer to be June. Last summer, June was very cold. I mean, is June now becoming like the beginning of spring? You know what I'm saying?
Is Wednesday becoming Saturday? Is Sunday becoming Tuesday?
It's already starting.
Oh, don't know. I don't know. Are the days and the months changing on us? Stay tuned.
No, what I'm thinking is maybe December, we're going to have like autumn weather. And then February, March, we're going to start winter. And then July, June.
So in other words, you're saying the seasons, the months are starting to change in the weather conditions.
To what we're accustomed to. So I think we're still going to get our seasons. However, I think they're getting later and later. They're beginning later and later.
Yeah, actually, I've had – I got to admit, I don't know. I feel pretty good with this winter time. I've been
– So have I.
I really have. I've been really, really good with it. And,
it hasn't been strenuous.
Yeah. It's not consistently super cold. And we've definitely had our warm days. And
oh, my gosh. Christmas shopping. 75 degrees.
So
very unlikely.
But what I did this past week, you know, Monday and Tuesday, it was a very, very nonchalant day for me.
Yeah.
And I parked.
Yeah.
I parked right next to the beach and stayed in my car and just read a good book and went over some emails and it was nice. I did a whole lot of nothing back-to-back days and got a couple of few things accomplished that I needed to get accomplished. And like I said, you know, I practice what I preach as far as that goes. You know, when you're down and out, or not that I was down and out, but when you have a whole lot of nothing to do or you just want to get away from it all. For me personally, I just go by the water and
I love that. You know why? We get so much energy. You don't, when you're by the water, doesn't your thoughts just come to you amazingly, like any problems that you might be wondering about and thinking about?
I feel like I'm more clear. Yes. When people hire me to do parties and they're right by the water.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's effortless.
Yeah. Well, you remember what happened when we were in Keyport. I mean, we couldn't have slam dunked every single person in that room. I mean, we couldn't have had a better reading.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I mean, there was so many people there and every single person was able to get a message right on target and what they were expecting to hear, which is sometimes, you know, you get messages from people that you don't want to hear from. And then the ones you do want to hear from, they don't connect. However, we were right on target, right by that water, big body of water.
Yes, that's definitely true. We're by the bay, off the Atlantic Highlands, and it was very good. It really was.
It's beautiful.
So I always find it easier. Like as soon as I, when I drive up to somebody's house and when I see they're sitting right by the bay or by the ocean, it's just like, wow, this is going to be an amazing day. I mean, I expect all parties to be amazing, and they usually are.
Yes.
You want to know something? There's a couple of times, though, where I've walked into homes where their home smelled like a kitty litter box, and it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, that's terrible.
And
especially when you don't own a cat.
I could not read well at all. It was a struggle. Like, it was consuming me.
Did you get headaches?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I felt bad for the people, and I tried to give as and it was a big party too, and I felt really bad. But the moment I walked into, even when I'd step out for a breath of fresh air and come back in, but the thing is, it was freezing outside. So even when I tried to go to get a breath of fresh air just to relax,
you weren't comfortable.
I wasn't comfortable in any way, and it was very hard for me to connect.
Yes.
Now, mind you, that's only happened like situations like that, literally like one out of 1,000. It's rarity that I walk into someone's home.
Right.
And I picked up that kind of energy. But there was a time where I walked into someone's townhouse and it was beautiful. And the moment I walked into the townhouse, I got cringe. I felt like, oh, and I didn't know why. The people were nice. The townhouse was beautiful, but the energy there was horrific. And I just didn't like it. I felt bad. And, you know, I have to, again, you got to try to do the best you can do.
Yes.
And I don't want to make anybody else paranoid and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but I could honestly say 98% of the times when I go into the homes.
Yeah.
It's usually very serene.
I had an experience where I slept over a dear, dear friend's house. I mean, we call each other sisters. And it's true. We are sisters.
She slept over a deer's house. Go ahead.
Yes. And in the headlights. A deer in the headlights. Well, she's a wonderful girl. She and I are both American Indian. She is of American Indian descent, also mixed with other things. However, we became very close, and we call each other sister. And I slept over her house for the first time. And as I closed my eyes, I felt as though somebody was staring at me. I mean, like burning their eyes into me. And I opened my eyes and there was nobody there, of course. And I knew it was spirit. But it felt as though there was so many of them just staring at me that I just could not get comfortable. So what do you tell somebody like that? I'm sorry, your house is haunted and they were all on top of me last night and they were not allowing me to sleep. They were like, I was like an exhibition and they were watching me and I didn't get one wink of sleep.
Really?
And it was so strong, Artie. I mean, I've never felt it quite that strong.
You never found out what that spirit was?
Yeah, I did actually. She had several spirits. Unfortunately, it was her mother-in-law's old house, and she had two miscarriages, and the babies were buried in the yard. Also, where she lives is a very, very...
The babies were buried in the yard?
Yes, they're allowed to do that. Anyway, also, it was a very big stronghold for the Confederate and the Yankee fighting.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of, you know, bodies all over the place.
What town was this?
This is in Pennsylvania, out in Pennsylvania.
So battlegrounds.
Yes.
We have to go for a commercial break.
Okay, sweetheart. So we're going to go for a commercial right now, folks.
And we'll be right back after this commercial break. So stick around.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Get high! music on.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you liked the song of Paul McCartney. Hi, hi, hi.
That's such a
that's always a fun song to dance to.
It is.
I love dancing to that song when I'm at some kind of a party or an event, whenever I hear it. And I don't hear that song a lot. So
no.
That's why I had Brian play it for us.
It's Brian, are you getting a lot of static on your end, sweetie?
Nope, I hear you all loud and clear, my friend.
Okay,
good.
Great.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, this segment's topic is about clearing out the clutter in your life.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one, because clutter could represent a lot of things. Clutter could represent all the crap you have in your house and making sense of it all. And that's what's known as feng shui. And when you start to get rid of crap that you do not need anymore...
I have to beg to differ on that. Feng shui is a manner of positioning furniture, plants, and articles in your home to receive the most energy.
Right.
Now, along with that goes releasing the clutter that's unnecessary. So you're right about that. But there's a whole big deal on feng shui.
Yes, I'm fully aware of it.
Yes.
I
have plants by my back doors? Because when you put a green plant by your back door, it represents prosperity, that you're going to receive prosperity.
Also, when you have fish, that's why you see fish in a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
The flowing of water represents bringing in prosperity and money. When you have running water of any kind of water fountain, water, you know, flowing with the fish are always making the water go. Unless if you have piranhas and they just sit still.
And wait for a small child to pass by.
That's right. Hey, they don't need a small child. They can eat up an elephant.
Oh, my God. You want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
I had an amazing little fish tank. Not fish tank. I had an amazing little, waterfall. A little water thing in my house. And all of us, you know, this water is supposed to be circulating. And I know after a couple of months, you're supposed to replenish the water because it, you know, dissipates. But I'm seeing that every day the water is like null and void. There's no more water. And I'm saying, what the heck? I don't see any puddles. I don't see any floods. There's no splashing. One day I walk in and I see one of my dogs sucking up the water from the waterfall.
He's licking the water of the waterfall? Oh, my God.
He absolutely was drinking the water from the waterfall. You know, you didn't know whether to yell at him or to laugh at him. He was so cute.
Sky's household has no boundaries.
No.
None.
Not at all.
None at all.
I don't feel there should be boundaries when you're a happy family.
Yeah, well, you know, everything just
as
flows.
As long as, you know.
But as far as getting back to feng shui and clearing out clutter,
yes, sir.
If you were to Google feng shui, or I mean, put it this way, I personally don't know how to feng shui. It literally is an art form, and knowing where to put certain things in your house a certain way, having certain rooms a certain color, having mirrors positioned a certain way, clearing out your closets. The things that are no longer good to you, get rid of it. You know, have a good garage sale or throw it away.
Absolutely.
Don't keep crap around that you don't even know what you have. It just doesn't make sense. You're hoarding it. And, but again, you want the energy to flow. And again, color scheming is very, very important.
Yes.
And that's when you hire people like Sky to interior design your house.
Thank you.
So,
well, it's true. I want you to know something. any Asian family that I have worked with has brought across to me the point that they would never buy a house with the front door not facing the west. Do you know that?
No, yeah. Really?
And certain colors have to be in certain areas. Absolutely. Positioning of furniture has to be just so. And believe it or not, Asian people are minimalist.
What do you mean by that?
By minimalist, I mean that they use only what's extremely functional in their lifestyle, their everyday lifestyle, and they don't have, like I do, like a treadmill in their family room and skating 8 different chairs and 100 paintings on the walls. They don't do that. They only choose things that are feng shui, which is a minimalist type of decorating. So they just use what they need. And they're very clutter-free.
When you said Chinese people are minimalist, I thought you meant
Asian.
Or Asian. I thought you meant like in height. They're minimalist. Well, they're all small. Most of them are small. You want to know something? Literally, I have, when I've gone into New York City, a few times I have seen Asian people, Chinese people, whatever you want to call them, literally 6'6",
what?
7 feet tall and high. Yes. I've seen, and this one kid, he just was way above and beyond everybody else. And this kid was definitely an Asian fella. And I was like blown out of the water.
You sure he wasn't Japanese? Japanese people are usually larger than.
Who knows? He could have been, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he was Chinese. And,
that's amazing.
And I've met a couple of other, tall Asian women. And
I think Asian women are beautiful.
Yeah. No,
they're
absolutely.
Very beautiful.
Absolutely. And I met an Indian woman. She was 6 feet tall, and she was the very first one who I met. And that was in Hillsboro. When I lived in Hillsboro, she works at the Panera Bread.
Yes.
And like when I saw her, it's like I was like in awe of her. You
are
know?
You standing on a step,
beautiful, beautiful, spirited person. And she took a liking to me right away, as I did to her. And, you know, not a promiscuous thing. It was just this energy attraction. And so we got talking about spirituality right away, and we could relate to each other. And what a bundle of love this woman was.
Yes.
So I really liked it, but liked her. But like I said, as far as clearing out the clutter, it also has to do with getting rid of relationships in your life. It's not necessary to hang on to every single relationship in your life if they're not serving a healthy purpose to you. And a lot of times people allow other people into their life where they are like spiritually, emotionally sucking the life out of you.
That is so true.
And you keep on allowing it to happen.
Well, sometimes you get so wrapped up in the everyday that you don't really realize. You take it as for granted that this is the way you're
like. Like it's a way of life. It's like an everyday thing.
They don't realize that it's happening.
Yeah, and it's like constantly
sucking. And that's why you come to people like us, folks.
Exactly.
But it's true. They, you know, sometimes when you get used to something on an everyday basis, you don't feel that there's something wrong with it. You feel it's the norm, but it's really not the norm. You should always be happy, or at least be able to discuss with your partner what's troubling you and to come to a happy medium together. Because, you know, marriage is give and take. Relationships are give and take. You know, so it's when you know that you can do that with your partner, you know you're on the right road to a successful relationship.
You know, that's why people like myself and Sky, what we do is, you know, what we were just saying, you know, what is a norm. And so you become used to it. So what we're doing is we're just simply bringing an awareness to you.
Yes.
You know, but it does take a lot of
courage.
Takes a lot of courage, right, to be able to make that transition. And there's a lot of inconveniences with these transitions. But are you strong enough and are you willing enough to go through all the inconveniences when you're going through a transition to bring you to that place where you come home and you feel like you're home and not walking on eggshells?
Right.
But I want you to stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Close your eyes, baby.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Wish I had your parents. Had them last night in my dreams. I was chasing butterflies till the sunrise broke my eyes. Tonight the sky has glued my eyes. That magic sky.
Welcome back, everybody. That song called An Angel that was sung by Declan Galbraith. Right now he's in his early 20s. At the time he sang that song, he was, I believe, like 16 years old, a very talented young fella. Like I said, he's from Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want to check out that song again and you want to hear his other songs, Declan Galbraith. And it's one of my favorite songs. I love listening to it. So
who is the artist that sings that song that he sees this girl on the train and he has this amazing fantasy about her? And
well, that narrowed it down to about 12,000 songs.
Oh, wait,
I don't know.
It's such a beautiful melody and it's such beautiful lyrics.
He has a fantasy. Well, that's like a Lady in Red.
Right. But it's oh my goodness, I'm having like this brain stop.
That's a good song, Lady in Red.
Yeah, it is a good song. It's about a girl who he sees on the train, and he just like kind of like falls in love with her immediately. And it was just beautiful. It's just a beautiful, romantic kind.
Well, then that is your project for the week to find out.
Yes, I will. And I'll have to ask my 12-year-old. She knows everything.
There you go. You know what? I was listening to the Bee Gees and Andy, when he was being interviewed, and when they were doing, he says, we were sitting on the train, and we kept on hearing the train. And so that's how they came up with the song Jive Talking.
Jive
Talking. Because it was the rhythm of the train on the tracks.
That is so cool.
And so they wrote this song while they were on the train.
Do you see how angels work?
Yeah.
You think it's you, but meanwhile, they take your situation and they turn it into beauty.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. And people, you know, Michael Jackson wrote countless songs. Thriller came to him while he was, you know, woke up from the middle of the night. He just woke up and Thriller came to him in the middle of the night. And so did, I think, Bad might have come back. His song Bad. There was a few songs, but I remember being listening to him being interviewed, and he was talking about some certain songs that came to him while in the middle of the night.
I think that's amazing when these artists take full credit for the lyrics and the words and the music that they project. However, so many of the times, and I've known this through meditation, so many of the times they single out people from birth. And that's why you have these proteges who play piano like, oh my gosh, and these violinists and these songwriters who are so talented that it's beyond belief. And it's actually their guides and their spirits who are influencing them. And they don't realize it, you know? And I think they should give a big shout out to them for thanks.
Well, Train, who wrote Drops of Jupiter, he had a dream of his mother after she passed away a year later. And when she came to visit him, she was flying through the galaxy in his dream. And when he saw her, he said he said, "What's in your hair?" And she said, "And it was Drops of Jupiter."
Oh, how beautiful is that?
And that's how the song came about, Drops of Jupiter. And it was that song that put his career back on the charts again, because they were dwindling down big time.
You know, so sometimes those songs like that, knowing what I know, make me want to cry. Like, in fact, they do make me cry, because
very angelic, very poetic.
Yes.
You know, you're channeling, you know, and some people don't even realize you're there's, oh, what a great feeling that is when you're channeling. Like when I write up my post on my website, I channel a lot.
Oh boy.
And I get these beautiful sites, and with music, it's with poetry and stuff like that.
Honestly, folks, I have never seen another human being like him who literally get songs like constantly that relate directly to his readings, and he's so accurate with them.
Thank you.
No, it's the truth. I didn't say that to, you know, just to say that. I'm in awe of that, actually. I really am. And the lyrics, the words, it has absolutely everything to do with the sitter, the person who he's communicating for. And it's amazing. And he'll just come out like in the middle of nothing and say, and hear the song. And just, it has absolutely everything to do. And it usually brings that other person to tears because it hits such a tender spot in the heart. Yeah. It really does. It's so, I'm more of that. I wish I could do that.
The first time I ever heard a song that came into my head, I mean, you know, before I got super deep into my spirituality aspect of my life, I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I was in between homes. I was at my parents' house, my wife and I, and our little girl Rebecca was about 2 years old at the time. And I'm laying on the stoop of my parents, and I'm looking up into the beautiful dark sky with all the stars shining. And this beautiful song came out. And I actually entitled it to my soulmate. You know, I started off, in the night that's filled with darkness, you're the star that shines above. In a world that's filled with anger, you're the source of all my love. If people could experience the joy you bring to me, then people would be gracious forever they would see. Yeah. So I live life to its fullest, and it's all because of you. It's the way you live your life that lets me do the things I do. And until death do us part, we were meant for each other right from the start. Now, I'm going to explain to you what I went through right after this commercial break, because there's a little story to it. So, all right, well, stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
For 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live.
Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad you're back. But before we start, we're going to give you the telephone number to the radio station so that you guys can give us a call. We can give you a mini reading. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil so you can get in on the act here today and get some maybe things that have been bothering you answered. The number is 800-930-2819. I'll repeat that for you. It's 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to have an incredible reading with my amazing partner, his number is 877-ANGEL-02.
Her partner is called Artie Hoffman.
Yes. Well, I guess you knew that, guys. And yes, his name is Artie Hoffman, and he is incredible. And believe me, it'll be the best money ever spent, and you will get so much more than you expected out of your reading. And he does have an amazing website that you can go to, and he has amazing classes that he's offering as well to bring you from the feeling of wanting to get involved in spirituality all the way up to mediumship and psychic abilities. And that is really, really working out well. Also, he's got plenty of educational little videos. On his webpage that are informative, and you'd love to hear it. And sometimes when I turn them on, it's just what I needed at that particular moment. So I suggest you go to his website. It's artiehoffman.com, and you will not be disappointed. Now, if you'd like to have a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And I'm sure you will have an amazing reading, and or we can get things clarified and connect to your loved ones. And it's a great experience.
Or they could call you on your other 1-900 number. Ooh, baby, baby.
I thought we were going to keep that quiet.
Special rates are after midnight.
Yeah, please call after midnight because I get more money for that.
That's right. A different voice comes out.
Yeah, really. And if you have Skype, you can see me dressed in leather and beating Artie with a stick. But if you also would like a great reading from myself, I put my heart and soul into everything, and I know you're going to get it. You'll be very satisfied. That's what I'm told. My number again is 908-500-1474, and Artie's number again, to reiterate that, is Artie Hoffman at 877-ANGEL-02. And I promise you folks, you will not be disappointed.
And our phone number here at the station, if you want to talk to us live, it's 800-930-2819.
Thank you.
So call now while supplies last.
Call us now, folks, because we really like to help as many people as we can. And it's
and
great
if you enjoy being entertained by us too, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Because that's why I love our show. I mean, not only do we get a chance to bounce off of one another, we get really good music.
Yeah.
And which I love.
Lovely topic.
I love the topics, and I love doing the readings with the people. So it's like a variety show.
And you know what?
And I'm really fine with however everything goes.
Me
like
too.
If people call, great. If not, not disappointed. I'm not either. Because I could listen to us talk and talk and talk and talk.
Oh, we could talk for hours. And we usually do.
It's our friends and relatives that tell us to shut the hell up.
Right. But the reason I like our show so much is because it has a little bit of everything.
We're like a variety show.
It's
a spiritual variety
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And that really is very – it's good because, I hear a lot of shows that are so, they're so compacted serious. And serious with spirituality. Oh. And you know what? The angels and our loved ones up there want nothing for us better than to be happy, enjoy our lives, to cut up, and not to take spirituality as this
super serious.
Yeah, super serious matter because
you know, morbid.
Yes, it's not morbid. So they want us to feel rejoiced in
right.
this. So they want us to live our lives in a rejoiced manner. And the way we like to conduct our show is to give everybody a little bit of everything and not just stick to this morbid morality. I don't know if that's even a word, but of just sticking to one thing and that's one thing only. Because spirituality is many different aspects of our life. It comes through music. It comes through laughing. It comes through loving. It comes through knowing. It comes through everything.
Yeah, religion, at what temples you right. belong to or churches you belong to.
Yeah.
You know, it's through everything, through every day of life.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful thing is it doesn't have to be a struggle every single day.
Right.
You're allowed to make as many days as you want to be a Saturday and or a Sunday. And I mean that sincerely. It
yeah.
doesn't have to be a struggle every single day. It's just your mindset. That's what makes it terrible or not so bad or super wonderful. It's simply your outlook.
It's so true. I had gone to a medium's medium. Not everybody could read a medium. So there are special people who do just that, read mediums. And I think the best thing I've ever heard is that all of my family on the other side, they get a big kick out of me. They do. They get a big kick out of me because I'm always cutting up. I'm always like making fun and not in a bad way, but joking around and having a great time. And even with all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through, I don't let it affect me because, and they, she even told me they get such a kick out of the things that you do. It's remarkable. And they laugh at me constantly. And that's good. I think I'm doing my job right here on earth and I'm happy about that. And Audie, I know you are because you're a great comedian.
You know, it's funny. I, there's, you know, I'm doing a reading for this older lady and I'm saying to her, I said, oh, you know, I'm feeling a spirit around you. It seems like your mother, you know, she was up there like about 70 years old or mm-hmm. something like that. I said, your grandmother's around who you're. She goes, well, doesn't everybody have a grandmother who passed away? And I said, she was telling me that, you know, you were really hurting really big time from a previous relationship. Well, doesn't everybody have a relationship that they were hurting from?
Don't you love people like that?
And she was telling me about all the little toys that you have since you've been single. Well, doesn't everybody?
And you were telling her this and she was
yeah.
answering you those things?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't everybody have their own power tools? It's like no matter what I said, it's like, well, doesn't everybody? And I go, yeah, all right, let's just chalk it up as that, you know. But you can't, you can't take people like that so seriously.
It's so true.
Because people already have like a mindset of
yeah.
how they feel things are.
Yeah.
And they're trying to justify how you're
right.
wrong or like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Exactly. And, you know, people have a mindset on how spirituality is, but, you know, they're so wrong most of the time. Like I said, spirituality is every piece of your everyday life. And it should be that. It should be a combination of the good, the bad, and the ugly, the beautiful, the wonderful, and the thrilling. It's just, it's spirituality is all of the above. And in order to really get deep into spirituality, you have to understand that. Because you know what? We were put on this earth as a school, to go to school. And you know, we have to do that. We have to experience the good, the bad, and the ugly. But if you have a good frame of mind and you keep your spirituality in the middle of it, you're okay.
All right, everybody, stick around. We're going to wrap up this segment hour, and Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I can't believe an hour. Yeah.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.